This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be here till 6:30 tonight. Also, you can get your square on the Monday night board. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all doing?
All right, Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. You working today, or are you in Thibodeau, or what?
I'm in Thibodeau. What y'all doing? Y'all in a radio station?
Yeah, no. We drove to the Silver Slipper. There's a little rain and fog and all that, but we're here at the Slipper. You know, we're doing the coach's show. Our normal hangout on Monday night.
Yeah. Hey, how about E.D. Yeah. White Friday night, huh?
Yeah. Hey, Mike, congratulations to E.D. White on getting to the Superdome. That's the game. We got to win this game Friday at 12 o'clock. I want to know if y'all know what kind of players they got on Shaw. Do y'all know anything about Shaw?
Well, they have a championship coach.
And he's won everywhere he's been.
Well, look, he put Ponchatoula on the map.
Yep.
The Ponchatoula Green Wave, Coach Tierney.
Man, Hank Tierney, he's one of the legends in coaching for what he's done. Legend. And he was coaching when we were both in high school.
Right.
He was coaching back then.
So he's old school.
So, man, everywhere he's coached, he's kind of put his hands on that team, and they have won and won big.
Hey, Bobby, with Derek Carr getting injured, would you put Hayner and Ratley in? Give him a chance?
Well, this is what I would do, because the Saints ain't going anywhere. I would let Hayner play, let him start, because, you know, Spencer Rattler had the opportunity to start. You know how Hayner's the backup, and if something happened to Carter and Hayner would go in the game? I would let Hayner play to see if he has any future. And then, now, do you take advantage of that opportunity? If not, then you go in a different direction. It's almost like the Falcons let Desmond Ridder play to say, oh, well, we know we're not going that route. And then Desmond Ridder, he went to the Cardinals, he got cut, now he's with the Raiders, and he's playing. So you're going to get two or three chances, and then they're going to go in a different direction. Well, I think Spencer Rattler, they think there's more upside in the future than Hayner. But right now, since they gave Rattler an opportunity, now you might say, look at the injury supporting cast and all that. But I would just think if Carr can't go, that they'd give Hayner an opportunity, give him a fair shot.
Yeah, Bob.
To see if he's part of the future.
I agree there. As far as talent, there ain't no question. Spencer Rattler's the more talented passer, athlete, everything above Jake Hayner. But you gave Spencer an opportunity. Now, if Derek Carr can't play, give Hayner his opportunity.
Hey, it starts because it's not like, the Saints are still have a chance mathematically in the playoffs. Yeah, they do, but come on, that ain't realistic. We don't have the tiebreakers and all that kind of stuff. But so that's why I would say, see what you have in Hayner, And then if it doesn't work out, let's say he has basically the same success that Rattler did, which was no success as a starter. Now he's behind the eight ball. You have to look at the adversity and the situations that he was in. But then you go in a different direction. Okay, we want to maybe develop Spencer Rattler, and then I still think Carr will be the quarterback for next year, and then Haener might have to go somewhere else. I mean, but depending on what he does to close out the season if Derek Carr doesn't play.
All right, Hollywood. We need some big play guys, and those guys aren't in the lineup other than Alvin. Alvin's about it.
Now, we need some big play receivers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, Scantling, okay, he'll give you that every once in a while.
Yeah.
But he's never been that consistent guy to do it. And that's why when you lose your top two receivers, man, it's difficult.
No, it's really difficult. It's Scantling. Derek Carr, trust him, he got targeted seven times. Yep. He had four catches. He had 51 yards. But he would be more, the reason why he's played like three different teams, because he'd be more like, I would tell you right now.
A three?
Yes.
On a team.
Yeah, you need three or four receivers. Yes, yeah. He definitely would be that guy. And, you know, I think Juwan Johnson, Foster Moreau, they trusted in a passing game with Derek Carr. Look, they got targeted seven times. They had six catches for 90 yards. I was just disappointed. Juwan Johnson caught that touchdown, but he's wide open. I was like, I was telling Steve Geller, I'm like, man, look at it. He's like, look at the Giants. They're not even covering him. And Derek Carr. So that was an easy touchdown. That was like a high school touchdown.
He was high school open.
Yeah, then nobody was even guarding him. So, but when I saw that, but I'm more worried, and it's just frustrating because you have pass receiving tight ends. But as Foster Moreau taking a step back as far as his blocking, because we cannot block, because when you're running the football or you ask to pass protect, a tight end is like a glorified tackle. And they're going to look – you don't think Washington looks at the film and they're going to try and exploit the Saints' tight ends and their pass protection? Because you don't go out every play, you know, depending on your assignment and also run block and setting the edge. And I always said this. I played with – you might say, oh, well, it's like the old man talking now. Okay, I played with Hobie Brenner and John Tice. Just ask Ricky Jackson, who's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He goes, oh, the games were easy. When I had to go against Hobie in a practice, and I had to containment and how he can run block, and he'd always have his hands inside, and he would grab that, but he would never get called for holding. They ran like a 4.8 40 or something. They'd go sit in the zone. They wouldn't get no yards after the catcher. They'd catch the ball, and then Tice is a little better. I hit him in the seam. But they didn't have the ability as pass-receiving tight ends, I would say as Juwan Johnson, or even Foster Moreau, how he's gotten better. But you still got to block. You don't want to be a one-trick pony. Come on. You got to be, especially. Now, if we had a Dan Campbell or some tight end that you can, Ben Watson, good call, Luke. Ben Watson, he's every down tight end. And we can count on him to run block or pass protect. No, because they're getting exploited. You might say, well, our offensive line's not blocking. I'm saying, well, who's getting beat? Look at a lot of the plays against the Giants.
Man, Brian Burns
was eating up the tight end.
I think he was in a zone saying, there's no one that's going to block me. Nobody's going to block
me.
And,
Mike, he ended up having a sack. He had two quarterback carries, two tackles for a loss.
But he was disruptive a lot more than
that. Yes, exactly.
He was disruptive a lot more. Thanks so much for the call, Hollywood. We appreciate it.
All right, everybody. It's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.